AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. While the U.S. Supreme Court hands down several decisions today, it has not yet ruled on the issue of presidential immunity in Donald Trump's criminal case. Today, Trump's lawyers are asking a Florida judge to throw out the classified documents case. Here's our Jennifer King.
In Fort Pierce, Florida, the former president's attorneys have launched motion after motion in an effort to get the indictment thrown out, one of them arguing that Special Prosecutor Jack Smith was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. There's still no trial date, and arguments will continue until next week.
Trump advisor Steve Bannon's made an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, seeking a delay in his prison sentence in connection with the U.S. Capitol insurrection. The high court did uphold the law that those named in restraining orders in domestic abuse cases cannot keep a gun, our Haya Penjwani reports.
The case stems directly from the Supreme Court's Bruin decision in 2022. A Texas man, Zaki Rahimi, was accused of hitting his girlfriend during an argument in a parking lot and later threatening to shoot her. The case was watched for its potential to affect cases in which other gun ownership laws were questioned.
And the high courts rejected a settlement over water sharing between New Mexico, Texas, and Colorado, setting aside an agreement recommended by a federal judge. In Israel, hundreds of Palestinian children are reported to have malnutrition, but the AP's Joseph Fetterman reports aid convoys are not getting through.
While Israel is allowing trucks to move to the border to pick up supplies, they are running into a new threat once they go back into Gaza. They say that local Palestinian crime gangs are blocking the trucks and stealing many of the supplies.
Authorities have removed a strange monolith found jutting out of the rocks in a mountain range near Las Vegas. This is AP News. U.S. home sales have fallen again.
It's traditionally the housing market's busiest time of the year. But in May, sales of previously occupied homes fell for the third month in a row. The problem? Record high prices and rising mortgage rates. Sales fell 0.7% in May from April. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, says he thought we would see a recovery this spring. We are not seeing it, he says now. The typical sales price rose 5.8% from a year earlier to just over $419,000. I'm Rita Foley.
Disney workers are suing their employer. They claim that they were fraudulently induced to move from California to Florida. The class action lawsuit involves white-collar workers who were told that they would have to move to a new office campus in Orlando, and then the plans were scrapped amidst a feud between the entertainment giant and Florida's governor. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.